Carmen, how has COVID-19 affected your business?
The first business that was affected was the beauty industry business, because we work with very close to the people and clients that we offer our services. And as you know, this virus is extremely contagious. So yeah, we were affected immediately. And not only that, my other venue of my income is online products sales. And the people are being very cautious about where the economy is, which is uncertain. So the sales has been very low.
How are you staying afloat during this time?
I did file the COVID-19 package, federal, the package to help businesses. So through my accountant, of course, but I have not received any notification yet. So it's been very difficult to stay afloat.
What was that process like applying for assistance through that federal COVID relief package that Congress passed last month?
It was very easy. Of course, my assistance, my accountant has helping me, because that's what they do. And I just follow the instructions, and we did it together. And yeah.
How are you staying engaged with your clients during this time and staying engaged with the community?
Well, nowadays, social media has taken over at this moment of our lives. So texting has been a priority engagement for my clients. We text, we send positive quotes and vibes over the text messages. Also, I'm going to be part of an Hispanic Chamber event, virtual event, and we're preparing that, and we're going to be more active in the community through social media. So it's all through social media.
What do you think the future of your business is moving past this pandemic?
My future is beautiful. And I know the future of the beauty business is going to be like an explosion. Yes. More gratefulness and appreciation of what we do. Absolutely.
Any advice that you have for other beauty salons that are kind of going through the same process, either applying for federal relief or waiting it out for this all to be over?
It is very difficult, because each one of the owners of beauty in the beauty industry has their own style and their own way of approaching their clients. So at this point, I already know that they're using social media, they're using texting, emails, and keeping their brand alive now. So my suggestion is just keep texting, checking on your clients. Post great things on Facebook or on Instagram, social media, and just keep alive happiness, because that's what can we do. That's it.
Engagement and optimism are key.
Yes, yes. And happiness. You got to bring some love over texting and over the phone, and you have to. It's the only way we can survive right now.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you.